So we left off in the middle of Ashayata last week. So, which is interesting, there's a, this week's Parsha, the beginning of this week's Parsha, there's a Medrash. Rashi brings the beginning of the Medrash, that we find that the parsha of Tumah and Tahara of the human being is in this week's parsha. That's what it begins with. Isha ki sazriv yalta zohar. The Tumah and Tahara of animals was the end of last week's parsha. So Rashi says, k'shem she yitzirose shaladam achar, just like the creation of man was after the creation of animals, so also the parsha of the Tumah and Tahara is also after, of the human being, is also after the behemoths and the chayas. So the Medrash says, the Medrash brings the pasuk, Ochor v'kedem tzartoni, which means, you have created me, David HaMelech says, you have created me the last and the first. Ochor v'kedem tzartoni. And the Medrash goes on to say, Zocha Adam, if a person merits, Aymrim loy, we say to him, Ata kidamta l'chol boy olam. You preceded all creations of the world. Loy zacha, if the person did not merit, Aymrim loy yitush kadmach. We tell him that a mosquito preceded you. So the question is, how can we tell a person that if there's zacha, Ata kidamta l'chol boy olam, you preceded everything in the world? It's not true. Man was created last, whether he's zeicher or not. Man was created last. Secondly, why, out of all creatures, are we going to tell a man, if he lo zeicher, we're going to tell him yitush kadmach, a mosquito preceded you. So according to what I mentioned last week, so we had two different pshatim in Ashayata Sa'adam B'chachma. One was that B'chachma, these are different, both of these pshatim are brought in the Rishonim. One is Ashayata Sa'adam B'chachma, that we're talking about Hashem's wisdom. You created man with wisdom. And then we had another pshat, Ashayasra Sa'adam B'chachma, that Hashem created man with wisdom, meaning man's wisdom. Hashem created man with wisdom. So, on each one we had a difficulty. Ashayasra Sa'adam B'chachma, we're talking about Hashem's wisdom. So, how is Adam different than anything else? Hashem created everything with wisdom. Kula B'chachma Asisa, right? Hashem created everything with wisdom. So why Ashayatzar is Adam B'chachma specifically? And if we're talking about man's wisdom and we're thanking Hashem for creating man with wisdom, that Hashem gave us wisdom, what's it doing in this bracha? When we go to the bathroom, we thank Hashem for wisdom? So we had an approach for each one. The approach of, if we're talking about Hashem's wisdom, Ashayatzar is Adam B'chachma, that Hashem created us with His wisdom, so we explained that Chachma is the first stage of thought. Right? There's Chachma, Bina, and Das. Chachma is the first stage of thought. Adam is the Tachlis Abriya. Man is the purpose of creation. That was the first thought, Kiyachal of the Rabbeinu Shlomo, was to create Adam. Everything, as a result of Hashem wanting to create Adam, Hashem created everything else for Adam to be able to survive and to serve him. But the Soif Ma'asev Machshavat Chila, right? The Adam Arishan is the Soif Ma'asev. He's the last thing that was created, but he was the Machshavat Chila. He was in the initial thought process, which is Chachma, is the first stage of Chachma, is the first thought. There was Adam. Everything else was in Bina and Das, in order to bring out that initial thought of Adam. So what was the Tachlis HaBriya? Tachlis HaBriya was an Adam that will serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if a person is Zoche, if a person is Zoche, he Taka serves the Ribbono Shel Olam, we tell him, Ato Kidamta L'chol Boy Olam. You preceded everything in the world. This person that was Zoche, he was Taka the Tachlis HaBriya. Whereas a person that's Loi Zoche, a person that's Loi Zoche, a person that didn't merit, This person wasn't the Tachlis HaBriya. This was not the purpose of creation. Right? So we say, Yitush Kadmach. We tell him, a mosquito preceded you. So why a mosquito? So here we go on to the second pshat. Asher Yotzer Asa Adam B'Chachma. Hashem created man, that man should have wisdom. And we explained that Chachma, the Zohar says, is made up of two words, Koyach Ma, the ability to be nothing. Meaning a person has the ability to be humble. And Asher Yotzer gives us the proper understanding of how nothing we are. If anything goes wrong, the person is absolutely nothing. Mavish, absolutely nothing. So it gives us the ability, the understanding of anachnu ma, how nothing we are. There's a Gemara Masechet Gittin. The Gemara talks about when Titus HaRosha went into the Beis HaMikdash and he took out all the Kalim, a long Gemara there. And then he put all the Kalim into a ship and he set out back to Rome. And while he was in sea, there was a big storm. So Titus HaRosha said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you only have a kayak and water. The Mitzrayim, you drowned in water. He went out a whole thing. That this is your only strength. So a bas kol came out. The heavenly voice came out and said, "Rasha, Rasha ben Rasha ben Benoy Shleisa v'Rasha. Beria Kitani Yeshli Ba'ilami. I have a small creature in this world. It's called Beria Kala Yeshli Ba'ilami. I have a Beria Kala, a light creature." Yitush Shema, it's called a Yitush, a mosquito. Says the Gemara, why is it called the Beriakala? Says the Gemara, because it only takes in and it doesn't give out. A Yitush, a mosquito, doesn't have Nekavim Chalulim. It only takes in. So take a look. A person is so nothing that we have Nekavim Chalulim. And if anything goes wrong, we're absolutely nothing. A yitush is greater than we are. A yitush doesn't have nekavim chalulim. So the medrash specifically says, loy zacha, ayinim loy yitush kadmach. We tell him, even a yitush preceded you, because you have nekavim chalulim chalulim. He doesn't have nekavim chalulim chalulim. Where mamish, it gives a person a sense of ma, a koyach ma, it's a sense of mamish for absolutely nothing. Interesting that the Arizal says that in this bracha, Asher Yotzer, there are 45 words. Perhaps the reason is because of the same inyan. The purpose of Asher Yotzer is to bring out the koyach of ma. Ma, 45 is ma, or nothing. Problem is, if you'll count, you'll find 46. But the Arizal had a different nisach. He says there should be 45 words. Perhaps for this reason of that the purpose of Asher Yotzer is menachnu ma. Happens to be that Adam, the terminology we use for ourselves in the bracha, Asher Yotzer is Adam v'chachma. Adam is also the gematria, the numerical value of the word Adam is also 45, which is ma. Another understanding of why we say Asher Yotzer Asa Adam B'Chachma, if we're talking about the chachma that Hashem gave, created a person, that a person has chachma. So the kasha was, what's it doing in this bracha? The Aruch HaShulchan explains, very simple understanding. The Aruch HaShulchan says that all other creatures, that they don't have chachma, so when they need to relieve themselves, they just do whatever they want. And it's gross and embarrassing. If a person wouldn't have chachma, we'd be no different than they are. So after a person relieves themselves in a discreet manner, in a b'chavadig manner, we thank the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Asher Yotar HaSa'adam v'chachma, that He created us with chachma, He created us with the wisdom to be able to be discreet, to maintain our kavod. And we shouldn't be doing something that is repulsive in front of other people. Meforshim explain that throughout the whole digestive system, the Radak writes in Tehillim, I don't remember which pasuk it's on, but the Radak writes, "In Bossi, if I would come to try to explain the chachma of the Rebbeinu Shleilam in the human digestive system, I wouldn't finish writing." Kotzer ha'yiriyim ha'ochel. He says there's not enough paper to write. But the different organs and the systems that a person's food goes through. So it goes into the intestines and it's worked on over there, and then it goes out of one intestine into another intestine. So one organ closes in order to work on the food. It then releases the food into another organ, and that organ works on it. And then that releases it to the liver, that filters, and each one takes it in, processes it, gives it out to the next organ. And the person isn't asked between one organ and the other whether this should open and this should close. It happens automatically. Besides the last stage. That's when the person has bechira. Then that's when the person is given the choice whether to open or to close. It's a tremendous chachma of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, giving the human being the respect to be able to choose to hold it or to give it out. It's a tremendous chachma, and we think the Rebbeinu Shleilam, im yipaseach echad mehem, if one of these organs would open before the time that they're supposed to open, and give it over to the next organ before it's supposed to. Or even sosemechna, if one of them would close and not give it over to the next organ in the process when it's supposed to. Or if the last stage, if it would open then, when it's not supposed to. So we say, first of all, if it wouldn't work, we wouldn't be able to survive. That's talking about the inner organs. If the inner organs wouldn't open and close in the time that they're supposed to, we wouldn't be able to survive. But then at the last step, we wouldn't be able to stand before you. We would never know what's going to happen if we wouldn't have that ability to open and close at our will. Which is going on the inner organs, we wouldn't be able to survive. And then on the final step, we would never be able to stand before you. Another kavana to have in Hashiyotzer HaSa'adam v'chachma is, the emphasis is that all creatures have digestive systems. Right, so how are we different? How is a human being different? Every animal, every creature has a digestive system. The difference is that we understand the tremendous chesed. We understand the chachma of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. We understand the chesed that the Ribbono Shel Olam does with us, that our digestive system works. No other bria, no other creation, no other creature that has a digestive system understands. So we're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us the chachma to understand how our digestive system works. And we're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us the chachma to understand his chasad. So what we're saying is, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm blessing you. Why am I blessing you? Because you gave me the chachma to understand your chesed. So therefore, I can thank you for avodah nekavim nekavim chalulim chalulim. I can thank you for the tremendous chachma and chesed that you do with us, that we have this tremendous digestive system. So Hashem says, "Ashi yotzer asadam v'chachma." Hashem created man with chachma. Chachma is a reference to the Torah. Hashem created us in corresponding to the Torah. The Torah has 248 mitzvot asay and 365 mitzvot lois asay. The human body has 248 limbs and 365 sinews corresponding to the Torah. So Asher Yotzer Asa Adam v'Chachma, we're thanking now the Ribbono Shel Olam for our limbs and our sinews. We're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for the way the physical body works. So we're thanking him for creating us v'Chachma. It's similar to the Torah HaKadosha, which has that many mitzvot, mitzvot lois asay. And he says the Aruch HaShulchan said, the Sfasama says that Chachma, if you write it out, Ches Yud Sof. That's how you write Ches Yud Sof. Chav is Chav Fe, Mem is Mem Mem, and He is He Yud. It's exactly Gematria Taryag. It's exactly Gematria 613, which is the 248 and 365 together. Do the math, you'll see it. On target. So Ashiyotar is Adam Machachma. Hashem created us Machachma with the Torah, that Chachma itself is Gematria Taryag Bimilui. So last week we brought the kasha that the Torah asks. The Torah asks, why do we say chalulim chalulim? Right, we say nekavim nekavim. We don't say nekuvim nekuvim. Right, we should say nekavim nekavim chalulim chalulim. Nekavim means holes. Huh? We say holes and. And chalulim means and limbs that are hollow. What? Hollow. That are hollow. You had a better word last week. What was it?
Cavities.
Huh? Cavities. Right. That have cavities. Right. We don't say that Hashem created holes and cavities. So the Mishnah has answered because it's not shayach to call to a bria on cavities. A cavity is something that exists when you have something around it. Hashem doesn't create cavities. So we went into that last week. But the Ramah answers, the reason why we don't say chalolim chalolim is because chalolim has different interpretations. Chalolim, one translation of the word chalolim means dead people. Hepilu oisim chalolim chalolim. Right, that when a corpse is called a chalal. So we don't want to bless Hashem for creating chalalim chalalim, for creating dead corpses. So therefore, the nusach has been changed to chalulim chalulim. There, nobody will make any mistake. Another translation for the word chalalim is a kohen that is a son of a marriage that was not allowed for the kohen. Either a kohen married a grusha or a chalutza. So we don't want to thank Hashem for creating chalolim. for creating these invalid kohanim. So therefore we say chalulim, chalulim. We don't say chalolim, chalolim. That's these two. That's what the Ramah says. That's why we say chalulim and not chalolim. Now, what are nekavim and what are chalulim? So there's two pshatim. One is the Tur and one is Rashi. So the Tur explains that nekavim are the holes in our body, such as our mouth, our nostrils, our ears. Those are the nekavim. We're thanking Hashem for those. Those are the holes, the openings in our body. The piyat habas, the rectum. These are all our nekavim. Chalulim are our inner organs. The intestines, the heart, the liver. They all have cavities. So when we say she'im yiposeach echad mehem, we say if one of them would open, we would never be able to survive. Right? We're talking about our inner organs. We're talking about the chalulim. If they would be punctured, chas v'sholem, a person would die. And when we say we're saying if we say if any of them would get clogged, we're talking about the nekovim. We're talking about the holes in our body, our mouth and our nostrils and our ears and piyat habas. There we say it's on those nekovim that we're saying if any of them would get clogged, after this guy wouldn't be able to survive. So the Torah says, so here's another reason why we say chalulim and not chalolim. Because, and this is also why we say chalulim, nekovim, nekovim, chalulim, chalulim. Instead of just nekovim, chalulim, why do we repeat each one twice? Says the Torah, because chalulim, chalulim is gematria 248. It's not chassidish atayr, this is the Torah. Right? Chalulim, chalulim, right, is Ches Lamed Vav Lamed Yud Mem times 2 is gematria exactly 248. Since we're talking about the limbs of a person, that's why we say we change from chalolim to chalulim because of a gematria. That's what the Torah says. Right? So it should be gematria 248.
Of course,
the double lashon must be called the gematria. Yeah, both. The double lashon and the change of the word. We didn't change the girsa, we made the girsa that way. Yeah. So, once the Torah tells us that we're supposed to be looking at gematria, so it has to be that nekovim is also gematria. So nekovim, each nekovim is 202, which makes the two of them together. Nekovim is 404. Which is the gematria of Kadesh. Kadesh Kuf Dalet Chin is 404. Now, what are the nekavim? The nekavim are, as the Torah says, is the mouth and the ears and the nostrils and the eyes. These are all nekavim in our body. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, on the pasuk shoftim v'shoytrim titan lachal v'chol sharecha, right? You shall place judges and law enforcers at all of your gates. Says the Rachaim Hakadosh that it's talking about the gates of our body, the nekovim. It's talking about the different gates of our bodies, the where things go in and things come out. That is where every person has to place judges and a person has to put enforcement. That the person should only see what they're supposed to see, a person should only say what they're supposed to say, only eat what they're supposed to eat, hear what they're supposed to hear, at all the Nekovim, we need to have Shoimrim. We need to have Shoiftim v'Shoitrim. We need to have judges and enforcement to make sure that we sanctify ourselves. So Nekovim, Nekovim is the Gematria Kadesh. That's an area, it's in these Nekovim where our Kedusha is dependent on the Nekovim, Nekovim. Now, the Maram Rotenburg has difficulty with the pshat that the Tur brings. The Tur brings it from his father, the Rosh, and before that as well, I believe, for all the Rishonim. This pshat, the Nekovim, Nekovim, Chalulim, Chalulim, that the Nekovim is referenced to the mouth, the eyes, the nose, the ears, and the it's all the holes in the body, and that Chalulim is referring to the inner organs. The Maram Rotenburg has difficulty with this because we say, we're saying we couldn't exist, wouldn't be able to survive for even an hour. He says that Metzius is not true. A person can survive even with a punctured limb, with a punctured organ, or with a closed mouth, believe it or not. A person can survive with a closed mouth more than an hour. So Maram Rotenburg doesn't like this pshat. So he says, the pshat of Rashi, he likes the pshat of Rashi better, that Nekovim, Nekovim, Chalulim, Chalulim is a reference to the Gemara tells us that when a child is in his mother's womb, their mouth is closed and their navel is open. The navel is how the child is sustained, and the mouth is closed. As soon as the child comes out to the Avir HaOlam, as soon as the child comes out of the mother's womb, the navel closes and the mouth opens. At that juncture, either in the mother's womb, if the mouth would open or the navel would close, for even a sha'achas, the fetus wouldn't survive. Or if, when the child comes out of the mother's womb, if the navel wouldn't close and if the mouth wouldn't open, also the child has no chance of surviving. Even a sha'achas. Says Rashi, that is pshat in Nekovim, Nekovim, Chaludim, Chaludim. It's referring specifically to the navel and to the mouth. Sometimes they're sasum, sometimes they're pasuach in the mother's womb. That is closed in the mother's womb is open outside, and that is open inside the mother's womb is closed outside. So that's why it says Nekovim, Nekovim twice, because one referring to inside the neck, one referring to the hole inside the mother's womb, which is the navel. One referring to the hole outside the mother's womb, which is the mouth. Chalulim, chalulim is a reference to the exact opposite. In the mother's womb, the mouth is chalulim. It's closed on the outside, and there's a cavity on the inside. Whereas outside the mother's womb, it is the navel that's chalulim. That's how the Rashi explains it. And therefore, says the Bais Yosef, that according to the Tur, you don't say afilu shayachas. That's why you find the different gersois, right? There's a gersoi, you don't say afilu shayachas, and some gersois do say afilu shayachas. It's dependent on how you're learning pshat in Nekovim and Nekovim, chalulim, chalulim. If you're learning like the Tur, then Nekovim and Nekovim, Chalulim, Chalulim is referring to the ears and the mouth and the nose. That's the Nekovim and the Chalulim referring to the inner organs. You can't say, you can't say, I wouldn't be able to survive even for 1 hour. It's not true. You would be able to. So the words Afilu Shoachas are taken out. It's Yefshar Leskayim. You can't exist like that for too long. But Afilu Shoachas you can't say. So there are those Gersois, the ones that learn like the Tur, Don't say those words, afilu shoachas. But the ones that learn like Rashi, that it's referring to the mouth and the navel inside the mother's womb, outside the mother's womb, they are goyres. They have the girsa afilu shoachas. Right, we asked last week. Why? What are those words? What are we saying? We could have said the entire bracha without those words. It is revealed and known before your holy throne. Of course, every Hashem knows everything. It's the main point here is that it's revealed to us, that we realize. That's why we're thanking Hashem. And the way the Mefarshim explain is, it says by Bilam HaRasha, he said, "Umispar Asrei VaYisrael," that the Bilam was criticizing the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Reva Yisrael means the marital relations of Bnei Yisrael. That Hashem is present even in those situations. So the Bilam, it says Rashi brings that Bilam Rasha was criticizing that Mishahu Kadosh, Mashorsav Kadosh, somebody who is holy and his angels are holy should be looking at something as mundane as that. But the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Malay Chol Aretz Kavodai. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is all over. And we have to know and realize that wherever we are, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is there. And that's why we have halachas. We have halachas in those areas, and we have halachas in the bathroom. There's the halachas Beis HaKisa in Shulchan Aruch. There are things that we need to know, things that we need to learn. Because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is present even in the bathroom. And that's why, and one would have thought, no, you can't bring the Rabbeinu Shel Olam into the bathroom. No, galui v'yadua lefnei chisei chavodecha. Even the bathroom is revealed and known before the Holy Throne. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is present, even in the bathroom. And therefore, he needs to conduct himself with tzinius. According to the halachas, Hilchos Beis HaKisa, even in the bathroom. Finally, the bracha of Baruch Ato Hashem Rofei Chol Basar Umafli Lasois. Hashem heals all flesh, and Mafli Lasois. Hashem does wonders. So the Mafli Lasois, the Mechaber learns Mafli Lasois means Hashem does wonders. That's a reference to the same nekavim and nekavim chalulim chalulim that in the mother's womb, what is the navel is open and the mouth is closed, and when the baby comes out, it's exactly automatically the navel closes and the mouth opens. That's the mafli lasois. The Rama learns mafli lasois that Hashem combines the spiritual and the physical, that the neshama and the guf can coexist. That's umafli lasis. That is one. That's Hashem's wonder, and I believe that I mentioned last week that the one of the mefarshim explains that that's why we begin the bracha with Hashiyasa Rasadam b'chachma uvaravay nekavim nekavim. We begin the bracha the same way we finish the bracha. That Hashem can take intellect, which is something spiritual, and put it into a body that is as physical as nekavim nekavim chalulim chalulim. The two of them can coexist. We begin the bracha that way. And we conclude the bracha that way. And that's why the beginning of the next bracha, which means Hashem will learn next week, is Elikai Neshama Shanasata B'Tahari. We first thank, we thank Hashem for the way the body works. Umafli Lasais, Hashem creates wonders that in this physical body there can be a neshama that's a chelik elikami mal. And immediately we get to thank Hashem for the neshama, the kind neshama shenasata b'tahirhi. In words of Hashem, we will learn the pshat and the kind neshama next week. Yep.